You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
A promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program. For its editorial content, statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group.
The following hour is brought to you by Madden Advisory Services.
Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up-to-date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but is limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the options presented. Madden Advisory Services, Inc. is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempt from registration requirements.
Helping to make our community a better place. This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing the things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by our local experts. Call 340-1045. That's 340-1045. Now, Smart Money on News 104.5 WOKV. Here are your hosts, Hank Madden, Michelle Barron, and Brian Hughes.
Jacksonville, good morning. It is Saturday morning live on this post-vernal equinox weekend.
And a very, very special day today.
Yes, it is your mother's birthday.
It's my mama's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom.
God bless her. It's nice to have birthdays.
It is.
It's not nice to have remembrances.
Some remembrances are good.
Yeah, yeah. And you are back from a week in the sunny Caribbean.
I am.
Having fun.
I have to say that I still wish I was there.
Yeah, yeah, I bet you.
It was a lot warmer.
Well, I think we're supposed to warm up some next week.
I think 79 today.
Oh, that's nice. Mm. Yeah.
It can be a little warmer.
Oh, by the way, we're on the air. I know that, folks. Good morning, folks. I'm Hank Madden.
And I'm Michelle Barron.
Yes, Brian is out doing camper daddy things.
Yes, he's been wanting to take his son for a while.
So they are off enjoying the springs, although I don't know if they'll so much jump into it. If I were a kid, yeah, I'd be in the water. It wouldn't have stopped me. So... but anyway, first-time listeners, a very special welcome to you guys and gals. Hope you'll be with us for the full 2 hours today. As always, our regular listeners, the foundation of this show and what we build on, God bless you. Thank you for your listening patronage and your ever-increasing numbers. Folks, we are a Christian-based firm, a Christian-based radio show, and we try to conduct our lives in the similar manner. And I tell you that because of the sheer lack of moral boundaries that exist today in the world and in America. It's so imperative. If you want to see change and positive change, then you need to come from a base of moral values. And it just seems so lacking today. And I just want you to know that we have them. The show, what is it about? Well, two different things. We're going to bring you up-to-date financial data. We'll take it in a different track. We'll take the events that are significant today, whether they're national, international, or global, and then bring them back to you in your home so you can better understand how they impact you. Then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to open up the lines to you and your calls. So get your financial questions ready. Topics today, you just cannot ignore this. The spin crazy Republican, I don't know what to call them.
You're at a loss for words.
Yes. They can call themselves Republicans. As far as that being conservatives and physical conservatives, they're not. This is a great bill for Democrats. But anyway, we're going to discuss that. You have.
I'm going to talk about the same thing. So it's been almost 6 months behind schedule, but both the House and the Senate have passed the massive omnibus funding bill. And it's massive on two fronts. First, it authorizes $1.3 trillion in spending. And then we just have the sheer size of it. The document itself is 2,232 pages. Now, Republicans have been very critical of Democrats for negotiating bills in committees and then bringing them to vote right away without anyone really reading them. And guess what happened? They pretty much did the same thing, voting on the bill just 1,000 minutes after unveiling it. Remember, 2,232 pages. So in the Did You Knows today, we're going to talk about a few of the things that I think are pretty interesting that are coming out of the bill.
Okay, market wrap.
Oh, this kind of feels like deja vu. You know, the last time that I filled in for Brian on this market wrap, we were coming off a pretty bad week. And I think we're right at the same point again. Markets were down on a very turbulent week, with the S&P 500 losing almost 4% on the week. We're now down just over 3% on the year. To start off the week, Facebook and the entire tech industry came under fire with a privacy scandal. Facebook obviously is at the head of the scandal, but it does impact the whole entire technology world, as there are loud calls for increased regulations. In fact, Zuckerberg himself says companies like Facebook need more regulation. This week, we also had the Fed raise 0.25%. It was expected, so I don't think that moved markets very much. But then on Thursday, it was particularly bad as Trump announced fresh new tariffs against Chinese products. The new round of tariffs are in response to issues such as the violation of intellectual property rights for our companies and discriminatory licensing practices. It's another step in the trade war that the markets are certainly afraid of. Now, China did respond by announcing retaliatory tariffs on their own on some agricultural products, wine, recycled aluminums, and steel pipes. Over the next few weeks, pork was in there. Yeah. Over the next few weeks, I expect we'll see the U.S. and China continue to take shots at each other, hopefully coming to a deal that the market is okay with. The Trump administration is slated to list out the products that will receive the fresh new tariffs in about 15 days. Afterwards, companies will have a chance to comment before they go into effect. Now, the tariffs definitely added to the turbulence on the week. Hopefully, we see the market pick back up in the upcoming weeks.
Well, you know, there was a big glimmer of light out of this past week, and that was the durable goods orders. They were expecting, I think, like something like 1.7, and it came in at 3%, which is... that's quite a big boost. We don't know whether China was very restrained in how they responded, whether that was, well, to show you, okay, we can do this, but we don't want to rile the water any more than necessary for concern over what Trump would do, or just trying to play nice-nice, which the Chinese don't play nice-nice.
I wouldn't think they're going to. So. But I think that this is just their negotiating ground.
Yep, I agree with you. Okay, this spending bill. Republicans, folks, as Michelle just mentioned, were complaining that they didn't know what was in the massive $1.3 trillion omnibus bill they voted on this past week. But it's what's not in the bill that is the most troubling. Republicans... used to love to trot around copies of Obamacare, pointing out how it was massive, 2,300 pages, and was signed. It was a sign then of a runaway government. The spending bill Congress just approved is nearly as big, coming in at 2,232 pages. And like Obamacare, no one who voted on it had read the bill. They didn't have a chance. Then there's the amount of money we're talking about, $1.3 trillion. It's what we will spend, and here's what's really bad. in just 6 months. And that represents just a fraction of what the government will spend, since it does not include Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, Obamacare, or welfare. For perspective, until 1991, the entire budget of the federal government for the whole year was less than $1.3 trillion. There's no doubt that the spending wonks will find all sorts of gems tucked away in this bill. Still, that's not the worst of it. The real problem with this bill is what it doesn't contain. How about no spending restraints? That's right. First on this list is a semblance of spending discipline. It is rather an orgy of new spending, which hikes outlays in the next 6 months by almost $77 billion over the next 2 years. It will increase defense spending, which we desperately need, by $160 billion, and domestic spending by $128 billion. Everyone gets a piece of the action. The National Institute of Health gets $3 billion more, Census $1.34 billion. The bill nearly doubles funding for the Community Development Block Grants. That's an Obama stimulus-created program. It throws $3.6 billion at the fight against opioids use. This doesn't just represent a spending problem for this year and next. These added funds will go into the baseline. That means from which we will then use to judge higher values. All future spendings come off of this baseline. Now, as the Heritage Foundation budget expert Justin Bogey put in the bill is the unshackling the Washington swamp to spend without constraints. How about border security? Well, no. We should have said that everyone gets a piece of the action except for border security, the second glaring omission. The bill contains $1.6 billion in funds to build a border wall, but incredibly, it specifies that only a portion of it can be used to extend the existing barriers, and specifically bars the money from being used to build anything other than what is currently deployed. In other words, none of the money is to be used for any types of the prototype that Trump visited. Doesn't necessarily help us as far as the sanctuary cities. Didn't cut funding to them. No Obamacare fixes. And while the bill, thankfully, doesn't include additional bailout money for Obamacare, it also does nothing to move the country away from Obamacare or help those millions of people who've been priced out of the market because of the Affordable Care Act. That's questionable. The funding proposal drafted by the House and Senate leadership not only forgets the promise made to the voters, it outright rejects it. So, in a tweet this past Friday, Trump said he might veto the bill. Quote, I am considering a veto of the omnibus spending bill based on the fact that 800,000 plus DACA recipients have been totally abandoned by the Democrats, blah, blah, blah. But then he signed it later that day. This is an era of big government, once declared over by Bill Clinton, has now been returned under Republican leadership. Folks, the Republicans are no longer a party of fiscal or conservative responsibility. You know, I don't know if there's any difference in voting for a Democrat versus a Republican. I swear that I don't, perhaps other than defense. Okay, folks, we're going to take an information timeout. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money Time is 10:20. Did you know?
Did you know the omnibus bill certainly features more spending? More spending on domestic programs encouraged Democrats to get on board, but you're going to have to stay tuned in to find out who is getting the biggest year-to-year increase in over 15 years. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV. If you'd like to learn more about us or the services that we provide, check us out at maddenadvisory.com.
Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money Live. It is a beautiful Saturday, going to hit 679 today. Anyway, you're listening to WOKV 104.5. It is 1025. Did you know?
Did you know the omnibus budget adds an additional funding to the Pentagon, raising the overall military budget to $700 billion this year and $716 billion in 2019? This year's hike was $61 billion. This is the biggest year-to-year increase in defense spending in 15 years. Considering Jacksonville's a pretty big military town, the additional spending could be locally beneficial.
I'm thinking. Also, that means pay raises, which coming from a military family, you know how important that is.
And how appreciated they are.
Oh, yes. And I fail to welcome a newcomer.
A newcomer?
Cumber. Comer to the firm, Mike Ellis, joining us from one of the big box firms.
Thank you, Hank.
So welcome to the firm. Mike is taking over as chief of staff for our staff. Welcome addition. And Mike comes from a military background as well. So, even though he was infantry, they had to get the artillery to help them with the GATA budget. We had to compute it for him. So, hey, they're infantry.
Well, I do got to say, we were always out in front of the artillery folks.
Well, so. And rightly you should be. Although we spend more time in the field than the infantry. Think about it.
I would argue.
We don't get stand downs. You guys did. And having been a former commander of artillery units, we were stuck out in the middle of it. There were no real boundaries. But that's not, anyway, that's an entirely different topic. The spending today, folks, is going to have a horrendous impact on us. And yes, as Michelle has discussed, because of the tariffs, this may actually enable us to prolong the bull market. Because, and I don't want to steal your thunder on it, your logic was, and it is correct.
Well, it's going to keep us from overheating, is what I was saying. Although, like I said, I haven't read that anywhere else yet. But
no.
I do think that it is going to offset some of the stimulus that was going to be provided by the tax cuts.
Yeah.
Which is not necessarily a terrible thing.
We still, though, all things being said, folks, you have got a business environment today that is one of the most proactive, successful ones we've had in decades. 76% of the companies reported in, and the things like 345 out of 500 now have reported, exceeded their earnings forecasts. And they did it in double digits, and many in the 20 percentile.
And they did it without the tax reform.
And they did it without the tax reform, too. So just because this market has corrected, look at this right now. If anything, this should be a buying opportunity for you. Not an, oh, my God, Chicken Little, the sky is falling. No, the sky isn't falling. And every time that we thought it would, well, the sky came right back. So this is a knee-jerk reaction to a what-if scenario. And as been said so many times, that fear is not a planning strategy. It's an event. It's an emotion. Don't get caught up in it. Keep a clear head. And if you do, you will be the ones that forge ahead. Okay. That's the magic signal. That's right. And the little fairy has turned the lights off on the switchboard here, so that means all lines are open. 340-1045. That's 340-1045. And it's a beautiful, hard body working out Mystic Meats will tell you That's area code 904, so call and call now. We're bringing you up-to-date Fox National News, local weather, traffic patterns for the Jacksonville area, then to you and your phone calls. Did you know?
Did you know after a devastating round of hurricane strikes in 2017, lawmakers, especially from Florida, asked for more money to be ready for this year's storm season? Any idea how much they received? Stay tuned in to find out. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV.
Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money Live. Beautiful March 24th post-vernal equinox weekend. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. It is 10:36. Yes, lines are open. 340-1045. That's 340-1045. And as the beautiful Mystic Mink says, area code 904. So call and call now. Did you know?
Did you know the omnibus budget allows for $121 million to buy a suitable replacement for a Gulfstream IV Hurricane Hunter plane, which will ensure that enough planes are ready for a busy storm season? So what do you think about that one? Good spend?
Well, if it protects us and warns us sooner, you betcha.
Do you think that's going to happen?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Today, I don't... You can almost say anything and flip a coin. Who knows what will come out? Logic does not prevail. Greg Ortega.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
Very good. Thank you for taking my call on this beautiful morning.
I'm telling you, and happy post-vernal equinox.
Well, thank you. I'm calling today. I'm a little under 5 years from retirement from my second career. When that happens, I'll be 63, and I'll have two defined benefit pensions and then a defined contribution in a 401k. The goal is to retire into a pay-neutral financial situation, and so I need that 401k to generate about $80,000, and I can hold anything within that 401k that I wish, but I needed to generate $80,000 to retire into a pay-neutral situation. What would you recommend to do inside of that 401k? I can hold securities or mutual funds or anything.
Well, you depends on how much you have. If you want to be safe, you need about $2 million in it right now, or significantly over $1 million. Or you can sell drugs on the side.
Not a good answer.
It'll be about 1.1.
Okay. You're going to be in trouble. We generally recommend about 4 to 6%, 4 being the conservative number that we'd like to see you withdraw, 6 being the upper end of that.
And I'm going to tell you, because of your age, you should really try for the 4%.
Yeah, because it's got to last you a long time. And with today's mortality tables... how much do you have in it right now?
1.1. Well, no, it'll be 1.1 at the end of 5 years.
Yeah.
I have about 950 in it now.
Okay. 950. Okay. Well, you might be giving a conservative estimation of future value. If we stay in a growth economy, at least 7% is a very, very real and doable number, which,
I did estimate it conservatively. You're correct.
I'm guessing you're using what, around 4% growth?
I was actually using 5, but it's been significantly higher than that, obviously, the last couple of years.
Okay. Let me give you one other pointer, and then I'm going to pass over to Michelle for her thoughts and insights on it. Today, 60, 62 is young. So this idea that we're going to sit back and whittle on the front porch just does not hold water.
Oh, no, I won't do that.
So thinking that, okay, I will probably do something else, another career, and this other career will generate income, then that could be used to help offset.
I've kind of got my third career plan, but it's not going to pay very much. I think it's time for me to give back. I'm a 22-year veteran myself, and I'd like to train PTSD service dogs, and that just doesn't pay a whole lot of money.
No, but it's a wonderful, wonderful profession.
I'm sure very rewarding.
Yes. I can only imagine how rewarding that would be. Those animals are magnificent, and the benefit they provide is incredible. So you were Navy?
I was 22-year Navy. I'll have a 22-year 05 pension starting at 60. And then my current company, I'll have a pension from them as well starting at 63.
Okay. You know, if you use 7% and the rule of 72, that tells you every 10 years that money will double. So in 5 years, you should have picked up, you won't have double, but half that amount. So that would be at least another 450 plus what you have added to it. So I'm guessing you'd be pushing somewhere around 1.6, 1.7. Michelle?
I mean, I think that's probably true. As far as investments go, I would say that you need to make sure that you are not too conservative at this point in time, because you do need to pick up that growth until you get to that time period, especially because of the fact, again, I'm going to go back to the, you know, guide that Hank was saying, the 4%. Ideally, because you are so young and life expectancy today is greater and greater, I think it's important that you stay closer to that 4%. So I think the ideal situation for you up until that point in time, and when I say that point in time, understand that the day you retire is not the day that you need all of those funds. So you're going to have to continue with having, you know, equities and growth producing securities in your portfolio after the time period of when you actually do retire.
Yeah, inflation's going to be your biggest enemy. You know, at 60, you should have, golly, I think, what, 87 today?
Is a reasonable? My grandfathers and father were not very long-lived, mid-70s.
Yeah. How about your mom?
Still alive.
Okay. Who genetically do you most favor?
Definitely my dad.
Okay. You're taking care of yourself physically?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And the other thing I would tell you is don't get a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants investment program. Look at it that I am going to build a $2 million home. With that thought in mind, how much consideration would you be would you give to the type of blueprints that you would have?
Right.
So
let me ask you this. There are some pretty solid companies out there that are now currently paying like 10% dividend. They've been around a long time. Waddell & Reed was one of them. They recently reduced their dividend, but there are others like Waddell & Reed that pay. There are safe companies that pay really high dividends. What would you think about having those in the mix?
Don't chase yields.
And understand, in today's low interest rate environment, if they're willing to pay 10%, you're taking on risk.
Oh, big time risk. Mega, mega risk. Those are not, by any stretch of the imagination, conservative. I would suggest that what I would, instead of looking at building materials and then figure out what type of house I'm going to build, start with a plan. And what I would turn to, and this, Greg, is over 40 plus years in this business, and as a practicing fee-only CFP for decades, I can tell you that I would look for an independent firm. That means that they don't have any affiliations with any major brokerage firm, which, regardless of how good they are, they have vested interests in their own products.
Sure.
Then you want to be fee-only. That eliminates any and all conflicts of interest.
If you guys could fit me into your schedule next week, I'd love to come in for this.
I'm sure that Michelle could probably fit you in, or I could, although she's coming back. She'll still be hovering over a reef somewhere in the in the Caribbean, but she'll be here along with me. Brian is out camping, but sure, give us a call. Okay.
I will, and thanks for the call.
Sure thing, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you. Okay, I want to, Chris, I want to get your call set up, and then we have to take a short break. Is that okay? Yo, Chris. Chris, are you abandoning us? Okay, I'm going to put you on hold just in the event you're still there, and we're going to take a short time out. Folks, you're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. It is 10:46. Yes, lines are open, 340-1045. That's 340-1045. Call and call now. Did you know?
Did you know with the spending spigots open in this bill, there are very few mentions of cuts. Even agencies like NASA see their budgets being boosted. Stay tuned in to learn just how much. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV.
Yo, Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money Live. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money time is 10:51. Yes, lines are open. 340-1045. That's 340-1045. And it's a beautiful Mystic Minx will remind us. That's area code 904. Did you know?
Did you know lawmakers in Florida were most likely pleased to hear about the NASA budget increase? The NASA budget is jumping over $1 billion, bringing their total budget above $20 billion for the first time ever.
And that may reopen Canaveral and the Rocket Coast of Florida.
It could. There was actually quite a few things in this budget that could be beneficial for Florida.
Yeah, yeah. If they, with Trump emphasizing the Mars missions, that's going to be good for us. You've got space companies getting involved now. They're going to do the job a heck of a lot cheaper than governments will. This could really be quite a boon.
So would you be willing to go to Mars?
How long does it take to get there? 3 years?
3 months.
3 months? 3 months? Yeah.
Yeah, no way.
Why?
I mean, I wasn't very happy about my day of travel yesterday.
Well, you got something to say about that. Anyway, welcome back, folks. We had a caller that he was concerned about what Bernanke may have said as far as the potential for a recession. That's not even remotely on the horizon. Recessions generally occur about 6 months after the Feds have totally screwed up the economy, raised it, the interest rates to an unbearable height that it's just stopping everything. Well, they're just really beginning to raise rates. So we don't see any need for concern over a recession in the near future.
I agree. I don't think. I mean, eventually it's going to happen.
Oh, sure it is.
It's just our economy's too strong right now.
Yeah, just like we'll have another bull market again. Markets go up, markets go down. Where you really mess up is if you live in a state of fear as opposed to a state, a proactive state of planning, and when you live in that state, you're in a reactive state. More money is lost reacting to the market than actually staying in the market. Don't do it. We're not going to do it. I can tell you that right now. Reacting is the worst thing that you can ever possibly do. Look at these moments that we're in right now as buying opportunities. And there's some speculation that I was reading that this may be when you look at the put-to-call ratio, get it out, Madden. Where it is right now, I think at 1.15, somewhere in there, 1.25, that generally is signaling that we're at a near short-term bottom. So if anything, I would look for opportunities to buy, not to get in there and panic and sell. Look at your asset allocation model. If you've got a good one and it has been working for you, great. If not, then find out where you're short. I want to try to get this call in if we can before we have to go on break. Scott Southside, you have an 18-year-old son and a Roth IRA. Tell me.
Yes. Thank you so much. I actually called right before Christmas. I just had the question read on air. Our son has $1,000 that he wants to invest in a Roth IRA. You guys had mentioned or recommended either T. Rowe Price or Vanguard. Well, you know, I left it up to him to do it, and he drug his feet. But now that it's tax time, I'm getting ready to file his taxes, and he wants to go ahead and invest that $1,000. And I looked at the options that you guys had recommended, and I came up with the Vanguard, thinking that a good account for him would be the Vanguard Star account. What do you guys think about that?
The Vanguard Star, I'm not familiar with that one. So hold on one second. Let me see if I can find it pretty quickly.
At his age, at 18, this kid's looking for growth, and he's not looking for diversification. I mean, $1,000, you're not going to diversify it. I would probably look at the S&P 500 for just a simple, straight up investment. I would use SPY. That is the EFT for the S&P 500. No load, doesn't cost you anything to buy it, hold it, or sell it. Low internal fees. And if you want to look at diversification, or you've got about 91, 92 different sectors in it. So that in itself is diversified. But he can afford really all kinds of risk right now. Wizzo?
So I did look up the Vanguard Star Fund. It is a moderate allocation fund. So this is a little bit going against what Hank is saying. This fund only has 62% of its portfolio in stocks right now. So given the age of your son, I would say that's probably too low. He can't afford to be more aggressive. As far as, certainly there's S&P 500 ETFs out there, so they would track the performance of the S&P 500. As far as diversification's concerned, if he would like to do that, then I would look at one of the robo-platforms, and I believe Betterment is one that allows for a $1,000 minimum. But
okay,
that will give him the diversification.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's just something for him. He knows that, once he invests in a Roth IRA, it's going to be for the long term. I'm just trying to get him started now, as opposed to where I messed up financially earlier. And, want him to, put $1,000 in, per year and not even touch it until retirement. So you said the account would be what's it called, Betterment?
Betterment. It's an online platform.
All right, very good. I will steer him towards that then, as opposed to the Vanguard Star. So thank you so much for your all feedback.
Okay, Scott. Well, listen, thanks for calling. God bless and good luck. Okay, folks, that's the signal that we're going to take an information timeout. That's right, bring you up-to-date Fox National News, local weather, traffic patterns for the Jacksonville area, and then we're back to you and your calls. Yes, lines are open, 340-1045. That's 340-1045. And again, the beautiful Mystic Minx is quick to remind us, that's area code 904. It is 10:58. Did you know?
Did you know after years of seeing budget reductions, one government service is finally a winner? Stick around to find out who when we come back. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.